postit dasi yat yatapasyasi konteya tatkurasva mad arpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer or give away, and whatever austerities you perform, do that, O son of Kunti, as an offering to me. Purport. Thus, it is the duty of everyone to mold his life in such a way that he will not forget Krishna in any circumstance. Everyone has to work for maintenance of his body and soul together. And Krishna recommends herein that one should work for him. One has to eat something to live. Therefore, he should accept the remnants of foodstuff offered to Krishna. Any civilized man has to perform some religious ritualistic ceremonies. Therefore, Krishna recommends, do it for me. This is called archana. Everyone has a tendency to give something in charity. Krishna says, give it to me. And this means that all surplus money accumulated should be utilized in furthering the Krishna consciousness movement. Nowadays, people are very much inclined to the meditational process, which is not practical in this age, but if anyone practices meditating on Krishna 24 hours a day by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra round his beads, he is surely the greatest meditator and the greatest yogi, as substantiated by the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And the next verse is, by this method one transcends the considerations of auspicious and inauspicious work. I heard that you had this cough, and now you hear the cough. You're okay? Did you find out what was wrong?
I didn't go to the doctor, but...
Oh.
I can move.
No, you're okay. I just wondering if you're okay. We miss you at Mangalarti.
I'm in Israel now.
Yeah. I noticed. Mangalarti was a little different without you there. Jagannath had to address the deities, and you weren't there. And anyway, Mangalarti wasn't the same. In the Vedic system, even what Prabhupada calls high-grade activities, things that serve to elevate the soul or elevate one through the modes of nature to a higher mode of nature, because the lower modes of nature are pulling and the higher mode of nature is desirable. Even those high-grade activities, there are not only auspicious activities, but auspicious times to perform those activities. Auspicious like, you know, the setup here, the yajna. Those who are really absorbed in the rituals of Vaishnava rituals. What to speak of those that aren't Vaishnavas that do other rituals. The auspicious time, the auspicious place, and the particular quality and nature of the ingredients, and everything just has to be perfect. Otherwise, the full effect may not be there or won't be there. So, the transcendental position is to take those beneficial things, activities, like it's expressed in the purport, think that somebody must do, and you by dedicating those things that we do regularly unto the personality of Godhead, then it takes one beyond auspicious and inauspicious considerations. It's transcendental. In the talk between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when this verse is offered by Ramananda Roy as the means to achieve the goal of life, the commentary from Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this as karma yoga. Do you know what is karma yoga? You know what is karma yoga? Can you say? Karma yoga? Take your fingers out of your mouth, and then you can say?
Karma yoga is. I know like how to say, but I'm not really sure.
Okay. Listen carefully now that I've asked you and you weren't sure. Karma yoga is the dedication of the fruits of one's work, in sacrifice to the Supreme, offering the fruits of one's work in sacrifice to the Supreme. And like these examples, everyone has to work. Of course, your work is to go to school. Everyone has to go to school or go to work. Little children, they can play. And then school and work. So we all have something we must do. And those things that we must do, dedicate those things that you must do, that you do, to Krishna. Suppose you have to take an exam. Sometimes you have to take exams, right? So it's time to prepare for your exam, and you want to do nicely in the exam. So you do nicely in your preparing for the exam, and then you stand before Krishna and say, according to the ability that you've given me, I've made the best use of it to my capacity, and now the result I'm offering to you, and the result is up to you. So we're connected to Krishna through that effort. And then the other considerations, of course, we want to do things carefully, but the doing things carefully, that's a subset of doing the thing for Krishna, because you're doing it for Krishna, you do it carefully. And so many nice examples. Supposing at the end of a program, are you paying attention? Supposing at the end of the program we asked you to sing the Nrisinga prayers. Have you been asked to sing the Nrisinga prayers? You know the words, right? So it's now you're called upon to sing the Nrisinga prayers. And you can do to show off that you know the Nrisinga prayers, or you can do in a manner that's meant just to please Lord Nrisingadeva. You're making an offering of your words and your voice and your mind and your thoughts to Lord Nrisingadeva. Nice. That's what's being encouraged here. So, Sampath and Lavanya made their way to the address is Aurora, but I thought it was Naperville. It's Aurora. Just next door. Naperville's neighbor. Okay. So you made your way to Aurora, or the Chicago area. And did you start school yet? Yes? How's the school? Good? Satya? Did you go to school? Do you like the school? How much time do they give you to play? When one family I was visiting, I won't say where, but they bought a house to be in a school district that was supposed to be a really good school district, and after some time they realized it was such a good school district because they're very wealthy people and everyone's paid very well, but the kids are all snobs. Without the detail. So they decided they wanted to go to a different good school district. They went to the different good school district. And then I asked their child, how do you like it? Oh, it's good. How do they compare? This one's much better. What's better about it? Much more time to play. That's the standard of a good school. How much time they give you to play. But even playing, or whatever it is that one does, eating, working, singing, whatever it is that one does, it should be done as an offering to Krishna. So, buy a house and offer it to Krishna. Dedicate the house to service to Krishna. And then the activities within the house, because it's Krishna's house. It's for Krishna's service. I remember visiting in the New Jersey congregation, a very nice family, won't mention their name. They really liked kirtan. They started the practice before, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, where on their son's birthday, or in honor of their son's birthday, they held a 24-hour kirtan in their home. And the 24-hour kirtan was always very nice. And then I asked one time, may I see your deities? And they showed me where their deities were. The deities were in a closet, in the kitchen. And I asked them, is there a reason why I don't remember what they said. I recommend put your deities in a prominent place because they don't belong in a closet. They belong where everyone can see and you will see, and that you'll remember them, and you'll think of various ways to serve them, not just take the food from the kitchen and put it in the closet. Offer to Krishna in a closet. But so your altar is in a prominent place in the house that it should be, and the family's engaged in Krishna conscious activity. So this is Krishna's recommendation. It's just completing the cycle, because everything that exists emanates from Krishna, and we take that which comes from Krishna and offer it back to Krishna. It's like offering the palmfuls of Ganges water back to the Ganges. Ganges doesn't need palmfuls of Ganges water. But it's the act of devotion. So similarly, Krishna doesn't need, how many houses are there? Krishna doesn't need another house. But it's not, it's already his in these in proper consciousness, and everything that enables one to purchase the house, so the ability to work, the intelligence, the capacity, skill, and whatever it is that enables one to do the work that earns the money that buys the house, that's all given by Krishna also. So This is karma yoga. You take the fruits of your work and you offer that to Krishna. So the fruits of the work represent some means to buy the house. So the fruits of the work are offered to Krishna by buying the house and offering the house to Krishna. It's a nice principle to learn when you're from childhood. Just as Prahlad Maharaj speaks to his friends, Komara Acharat Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatan Iha. Because if one doesn't learn it in childhood, how is it going to be full later on? Just like this example of giving charity. One idea of giving charity is, when I have sufficient money and everything is now okay, and I have some surplus, then I'll start giving in charity. But that's not the right principle. It's not the application of the principle. The application of the principle is, whatever it is that one has, at even a young age or early stage of life, the principle of giving charity and dedicating that giving of charity to Krishna, because it's Krishna's. If that principle is understood, then in one's mature stage of life, it becomes very easy and very natural to just consider not only surplus funds, but even the maintenance funds, and in the as we're doing here, the maintenance funds of buying the house to maintain the family and so forth. It's meant for Krishna, dedicated to Krishna. So, best that families practice this and train their children in the same principle. And, you know, the world around us doesn't have the same idea. I mean, there's certainly an idea of charity, but it's not the same idea that the verse is describing. Whatever it is, that it is for Krishna. By that I mean, you know what I mean. The secular idea. Secular idea is, this is something that I do for Krishna, or for God, and this is for my family and my worldly life. Remember growing up, going to church, and inside the church everyone is reverent and silent and respectful, and as soon as the church service is over, the minister is standing at the door greeting everybody, going out, and some nice exchange, and then it's over. And people start smoking cigarettes and, you know, talking about the whatever they're going to do next, and they go do that thing. And if there's something, anyway, it's secular is not what the Bhagavad Gita's message is. Bhagavad Gita's message is everything, like everything, one's whole life. Because it's not that something comes from Krishna and the other things don't come from Krishna. That which comes from Krishna, which is everything, is to be offered to Krishna. It's our life. And my parents setting an example, and as far as the children and the family can understand, encourage them similarly, certainly by example, but also by their utilizing things with the mindfulness that is for Krishna. It's a very nice principle to live by. It's very elevating and purifying. It's protective also. It protects one from going up too much this way and too much that way through unwholesome association. In this age of Kali, unwholesome association is abundant. So, happy to be, somehow my schedule worked out to be here with you. So we'll go ahead with the yogya.